families. There's something we tend to take for granted. They just exist. Most of us were born into a family. Most of us grew up in a family. Many of us have started our own families. And yet this thing called family doesn't always turn out to be what you'd hoped, does it now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called Family, when things don't turn out the way you'd hoped. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families, and I'd love to send you a free copy to be used of God to pour His love out into your family. For a long time, I've had a series of messages bubbling around inside me, and unusually, it's taken me quite a while to crystallize my thinking. Now, that's really unusual. Each year, I present over 500 radio and television messages like this one, and so, as you can imagine, I have to churn them out pretty quickly. I don't mean that in a bad way, but the reality is that the ideas have to come together and the words have to come together in a short time, otherwise I just fall behind. But this one about family, well, it's taken a while to come together because it just ain't easy. What constituted a normal, common family when I was growing up isn't necessarily what families look like today. And whilst we all have hopes and dreams about what our families should be, they don't always turn out that way. Over the years, I've talked a lot about families on the program, and the response has always amazed me. More often than not, people write to me about the sad things that have happened in their families. They've pleaded with me to deal with this issue and that issue. And it's out of those anguished cries that this series of messages has been born. I've called it Family, when things don't turn out the way you'd hoped. Today and over the next few weeks, we're going to chat about the realities of this thing we call family right here and now in the 21st century. Because whilst the ideal model of family is a happy and loving husband and wife, mum and dad combo, with a clutch of happy, healthy, well-adjusted children, that's the rosy ideal we each have in our heads, right? The reality for many families, might I suggest for most families, is vastly different. So many people, young and old, are hurting and aching because of their family relationships or lack of family relationships. It seems to me it's time to talk about that reality and discover what God has to say into those situations. Because no matter how good, bad, or ugly your family situation happens to be, God loves you beyond anything that you and I could put into words. God is in that place with you, and He wants to heal where you need healing, comfort and console when you need that. And He wants to give you, I believe this with all my heart, He wants to give you hope for the future. His hope. Because His plan from the very beginning was and remains that we should not be alone. He hasn't made us to be alone. He's made us to be part of a loving family. Now, let me preempt something here for those who are living life as singles. And by the way, being treated by other people sometimes as though there must be something wrong with you. We're going to be talking about singleness in this series as well, because it's God's plan for some people. Now, let's step out and look at God's grand design for us to live in loving family relationships, a grand design that He set out right from the beginning. Let's get a handle here on what God had in mind when He created this whole idea of family. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." It was so. And God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God He created them, male and female He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." It's an amazing plan. In the image of God we were created, male and female. Even though God reveals Himself in the Bible and through Jesus through the masculine gender, women are every bit as much created in the image of God as men are. And He tells them to go and be fruitful and multiply. That whole thing right there tumbles right out of God's image, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. man and woman, husband and wife, who become two in one. And just a little further on, God explains exactly what that means. Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 to 24. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living thing. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground, the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. The man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of the man she was taken." Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed. And you see, out of that grand design, families came into being. Out of God's design for us not to be alone, and out of his plan for us to be fruitful and multiply and bring children into a healthy, safe, loving environment, families came into being. Now, there's a way to go to develop the sort of understanding that we have of families today. But there's the beginning of it, dare I say, the genesis of it. Families are as much a part of God's grand design for this world as every other part of creation. Through science, we marvel at the magnificence of God's creation, the trillions upon trillions of stars spread across distances so vast that we simply can't comprehend them, collectively producing so much energy that we couldn't even begin to imagine. The intricacy of atoms and molecules and living cells, let alone animals and people, it's truly amazing. And it's part of that incredible creation narrative that families were born, just as amazing, just as wondrous, just as powerful, just as incomprehensible as any other part of creation. Let's never forget that. Let's never ditch God's grand plan for family just because we come up with something that we think is better or more convenient. Now, yes, sin entered the world. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and there have been terrible consequences to that. That's what we're going to be looking at tomorrow on the program. And it's for that very reason that I've called this series of messages Family, when things don't turn out the way you'd hoped, because it's that sin that causes the pain and the devastation that's going on in so many families today. But the starting point of families, the starting point of this series, has to be with God's grand design for family. Let's never lose sight of that. Nothing that humanity can come up with, none of the alternative options that people are living and advocating today, no matter how passionately or how strongly, can come anywhere close to God's plan of one man and one woman falling in love, leaving their parents and becoming one flesh, as the starting point for providing a safe, loving environment into which children can be born and raised. It's an incredibly grand design, don't you think? There's no doubt that in this postmodern high-tech age, doing family, being family, is more difficult than it's ever been before. That's why so many families are being torn apart. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your life. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will pour his love out right there in the middle of your family through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.